Cambridge MP Brian May and Kitchener South Hespler MP Valerie Bradford are on a list of more than 300 Canadian government officials banned from entering the Russian Federation, according to a statement issued by the Russian Foreign Embassy on Tuesday. This step is forced and taken in response to the outrageous hostility of the current Canadian regime, which has tested our patience for so long, reads the translated statement. Every Russophobic attack, be it attacks on Russian diplomatic missions, airspace closures, or Ottawa's actual severing of bilateral economic ties to the detriment of Canadian interests, will inevitably receive a decisive and not necessarily symmetrical rebuff. Contacted in Ottawa shortly after the House of Commons closed its packed session in which Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded for Canada's continued support to help stop the Russian invasion, Bradford said it was an emotional day in Parliament. It's an emotional time and everyone is very passionate about this, she said. I think it's one thing, quite frankly, that probably is unifying Canadians regardless of political persuasion or how you feel about vaccines or mandates or whatever. I think we're all on the same side on this one. As for ending up on the blacklist with all of her fellow MPs, Bradford called it a badge of honor and very symbolic. All 338 members of Parliament are on the list, said the Kitchener South Hespler MP. It's not like I'll get my deposit back for my hotel reservation or anything because I never made one and have no intention of going anyway, she laughed. Bradford said she's hopeful the increasing sanctions are effective at putting pressure on Russia to hasten the end of the war in Ukraine. Canada implemented several sanctions against Russian politicians, military leaders and oligarchs following Moscow's attack on Ukraine. The sanctions include trade tariffs, travel bans, freezing assets and a prohibition that bars Canadian financial institutions from dealing with the Russian Central Bank.